It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome on into the First Cup Morning Show. I'm your host, Joshua Kangley, and I'm so thankful you're with me here today as we get up, get things moving, get things going, and getting it done today. We got some good news for you today that you may have missed in the headlines. I want to open the show with this by Ralph W. O'Farrell. Fretting about things you cannot do anything about creates more frustration than any other single factor. I believe that it can be a forerunner and a contributor to ulcers, high blood pressure, and similar disorders. If you try to reason with things you cannot do anything about, you are lost. Save your energy and your sanity by doing something on those matters that have an answer. And again, that was Ralph W. O'Farrell. All right, folks, today is March 12th. Good morning. Happy day to you. Today is National Plant a Flower Day and also National Working Moms Day. So for all you working moms out there, it's a chance for us to celebrate, to acknowledge, to appreciate all that you do. Now, before we get to the good news of the day, I want to remind you that you can go to guidinglights.org. That's guidinglights.org for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages. Also, want to give a quick shout out to Pierre S. Hughes, the author of 16 books, who just recently released one of his latest books called Doppelganger. Fans of horror, thriller, and suspense will enjoy the unpredictable plot and complex historical elements in Hughes' latest work. I'll leave a link in the description where you can find that book if you are interested. Also, to our friends there at Earth Kids Radio, it's a family-friendly radio show. Step into the enchanting world of Earth Kids Radio, a delightful podcast hosted by Todd DeJarnett, crafted for kids and families of all ages. Again, I'll leave a link in the description for you to check them out as well. Well, I believe now it's the time of the show where we head on over to hear some fun animal facts.
Today's animal is the Arctic tern. Did you know the long migration of this hardy seabird allows it to enjoy two summers per year in the most daylight of any creature on Earth?
Did you know adult Arctic terns molt and replace their flight feathers over the winter?
And now on to the good news of the day. This good news coming out of Texas, and I'm reading this article off of the Good News Network website, written by Andy Corbley. Legally blind Texas student defines odds, gets accepted into veterinarian school, and says anything is possible. Faith Snap has always grown up around animals, and though she couldn't see them, she always loved them. Now, she's on the road to becoming perhaps Texas' first ever blind veterinarian. And she spoke to Fox News recently about her journey and about how anything is possible if you believe it's possible. Born quite prematurely, Snap has about 10% vision. Her right eye can detect motion. Her left is more suited to colors, large print, and shapes. My entire life, she said, my family has raised horses and goats for as long as I can remember. On top of the farm critters, Snap had a guide dog since the beginning of high school. She says she never let her disability get in the way of her living her life. And as long as there was accommodation and people to support her, she felt there was nothing she couldn't do. Case in point, Snap was recently accepted into Texas Tech University School of Veterinary Medicine after years of volunteering in local animal clinics. She starts her classes in August with an eye on becoming a mixed animal vet and working with both house pets and larger animals. She says, no matter who you are or what your circumstances, anything is possible. I just hope my story can help others realize that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Wow, what a great story. And good for you out there in Texas Faith Snap. Good for you. Congratulations. Keep going for it. And that's a message for us all to serve as a reminder that anything is truly possible when we have the right mindset. Well, I hope you enjoyed that good news today. Remember, the news isn't all bad. It's just mostly what they choose to show you. But don't let them kill your spirit with this constant stream of bad news. Don't let it brainwash you. Don't let it divide us as people. Good news is all around you. Celebrate it. Make some good news for yourself. And hey, if you have some good news, I would love to share it. So email me. If you have good news and want to share it, I would love to do that. Email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in today, listening to the show, supporting the show. I truly thank you very, very much. And I wish you a very happy day, a fantastic Tuesday, and I'll be back with some more good news for you tomorrow morning.